Good evening. Let's call to order the Human Relations Commission meeting of Thursday, August 14th at 7:04 p.m. The city does not tolerate disruptive behavior in our meetings. Sanibel prides itself on the rich diversity of our residents. We are committed to creating a culture of belonging where members of our diverse community feel included, safe, and respected. This Human Relations Commission meeting is considered a limited public forum, which means the commission can regulate the time, place, and manner of speech. A speaker's comments must be limited to the agenda item being considered by the commission for consent calendar or public hearings item. Speaker comments during oral communication must be limited to matters within the commission's authority, generally referred to as within the commission's subject matter jurisdiction. If a speaker's comments are not related to an agenda item, the presiding officer will rule the speaker out of order. A speaker will not be ruled out of order because of disagreement with the content of their speech. Location and online meetings details are available on the Human Relations Commission's agenda. Scan the on-screen QR code or click the language access and translation link on the meeting agenda to read and listen along in more than 60 different languages. Use the show caption button to view captions on Zoom. Comments on matter not on the agenda must be submitted prior to the time I call the item for oral communication. Comments on agenda item must be submitted prior to the time I close the public hearing on the agenda item. Speakers are requested to keep their comments to the time period set for the public comments for the agenda item, which will be strictly enforced. Guidelines are posted on the city's website and on the Human Relations Commission meeting agenda. Please join me in the salute to the flag. Recording officer, may we please have the roll call?
Commissioner Terry?
Present.
Commissioner Landa?
Present.
Commissioner Rosenfeld? Commissioner Camacho?
Present.
Vice Chair Sakia? Chair Zapata?
Present.
We have four commissioners present with Commissioner Sakia and Commissioner Rosenfeld excused absences.
This is now public's opportunity to address the commission on topics not listed on tonight's agenda. This section is limited to 15 minutes and may be extended or continued after the public hearings general business section on the meeting. Individuals may only speak once during oral communication. This Human Relations Commission meeting is a limited public forum, and the commission can regulate the time, place, and manner of speech. Speaker comments during oral communication must be limited to matters within the commission's authority, which is known as the commission's subject matter jurisdiction. If a speaker's comments are outside the commission's subject matter jurisdiction, the presiding officer will be rule the speaker out of order. This allows the commission to conduct its business in an efficient manner and protects the rights of other speakers. A speaker will not be ruled out of order because of disagreement with the content of their speech. Please submit a speaker card to the recording officer. Raise your digital hand now or dial 9 on a telephone to indicate you wish to speak. I will call members of public participating in person first, followed by remote participants. Speakers will have 3 minutes to speak. Recording officer, do we have any in-person participant wishing to speak on oral communication?
Yes, Chair. First, we have Maddie Chang. Maddie, can you please proceed to the lectern? And you have 3 minutes to address the commission.
Hello. Okay. Hi, everyone. My name is Maddie Chang, and I am a rising junior who lives in Sunnyvale and is a high schooler. I currently serve on our city's sustainability commission, and all the ideas I'm bringing here today are on my own behalf and don't represent the city or the commission in any way. So to start off, I just wanted to introduce an issue that I personally saw within our city and community is that we don't have a lot of youth input on city issues. So first, I see this within the commissions themselves. For I think a lot of the commissions, there's hardly anyone under the age of 30 on the commission. And for youth like myself, the process for applying to these commissions and just being a part of it in general just seems really inaccessible. So on the website, there's no clear way that says, oh, youth can apply. And even if there were, a lot of the times it doesn't seem like there is a space for youth to actually be on these commissions, which is quite frankly a really important disparity that, in my opinion, needs to be addressed, especially since issues like bicycles and pedestrians, youth are at the forefront of the issues. We don't have access to cars. We're the ones using these bikes and pedestrian lanes. Sustainability, it's going to be our future that is impacted. And for issues like human relations, it's so important to have a youth voice on commissions like these, which is why I wanted to bring forth the potential idea of reserving a spot on city commissions for a youth applicant, maybe under the age of like 25 or 30, for at least one application cycle so we can ensure that outreach is actually being done to high schools and these communities to make sure we have this very important voice on all eligible commissions. And if this isn't an idea that seems feasible to city council or the commission, another idea I wanted to propose is the idea of non-voting members on these commissions. So establishing a student board member, like a lot of school boards or county school boards of education have, as well as non-voting members on boards like the Library of Trustees or the Parks and Recs Commission, which aren't eligible for youth to apply for, but tackle issues that are so prevalent to this community that it's kind of very shocking to me that we don't have a lot of input on these. And then the last point I kind of wanted to bring up is that our existing, so every other city has a youth commission that provides legislative or at least some kind of input on city happenings. And yeah, sorry. Oh, okay. Except Sunnyvale's we only have a TAC that does purely recreational events. So in nowhere in like the city is there any kind of like youth space for input, and which is why I think this issue is so important and could be addressed by the issue the in the ways that I listed earlier. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chair, that was the final in-person speaker for this agenda item.
Thank you. Does anyone we hear from the, okay, does anyone else want to speak on their oral communication before we hear from remote speakers? Sorry. Because of the nature of the remote communication, a speaker who are ruled out of order will not be given another chance to speak on this item. Therefore, speakers are warned to limit their comments to subjects that fall within the commission's authority to decide or take action. Recording officer, do we have any remote participant wishing to speak on oral communication?
No, Chair. No one has raised their hand indicating a desire to speak on this agenda item.
Thank you. I will go ahead and close oral communication. I will go ahead and open public comment and on consent calendar items. Please submit a speak card to recording officer. Raise your digital hand now or dial 9 on telephone to indicate you wish to speak. I will call members of the public participating in person first, followed by remote participants. A speaker will have 3 minutes to speak. Recording officer, do we have any in-person participant wishing to speak on a consent calendar item?
No, Chair. We do not have any in-person wishing to speak on this agenda item.
Does anyone else want to speak on a consent calendar item before we hear from the remote speakers? Recording officer, do we have any remote participant wishing to speak on a consent calendar item?
No, Chair. We do not have any remote speakers wishing to speak on this agenda item.
Thank you. I will close a public comment. I will now ask for a motion from my colleagues. Does any You want to make a motion?
I motion to close the public comment.
Just to clarify, Chair, we need a motion to approve the consent calendar.
Okay. So let's see. Sorry. Okay. I will now ask for a motion from my colleagues to approve the consent calendar.
I motion to approve the consent calendar.
Is there a second?
I second.
Is there a discussion or advocacy on this motion? Okay, recording officer, please conduct a roll call vote.
Commissioner Rosenfeld, Commissioner Terry.
Yes.
Commissioner Landa?
Yes.
Commissioner Camacho?
Yes.
Vice Chair Sakia? Chair Zapata?
Aye.
The motion carries to approve the consent calendar 4-0 with Commissioner Rosenfeld and Vice Chair Sakia absent.
Moving on to our next item, 25-0845. Is there a staff report?
Yes, Chair. So, item 250845, which is the community needs assessment update. As stated in the work plan, every month that we meet, I will be presenting an update on the status of the community's assessment. And my hope was to have something more concrete to share with the commission. But unfortunately, the process has been taking a little longer than expected. And I don't have anything different to report from what I reported back in July. So my hope is that in the September meeting, I'll be able to share the name of the firm that we had selected and share a little bit more of the timeline and the methodology that we'll be using for the community equity assessment. And their part of it of the process is to present to the HRC. So you will get more information as we get closer to the beginning of the timeline to start. So that's all I have to say at this point for that item. Thank you.
I will now ask for a question from my colleagues. I will go ahead and open the public hearing on this specific item. Please submit a speaker card to the recording officer. Raise your digital hand now or dial 9 on the telephone to indicate you wish to speak. I will call all members of the public participating in person first, followed by remote participants. Speakers will have 3 minutes to speak. Recording officer, do we have any in-person participant wishing to speak on this item?
No, Chair, we do not have any in-person speakers.
Remote speakers are warned to limit their comments to the agenda item being considered. Please, consider speakers who are ruled out of order will not be given another chance to speak on this item. The title of this agenda item is Community Needs Assessment Update. Recording officer, do we have any remote participant wishing to speak on this item?
No, Chair. No one has raised their hand indicating they desire to speak on this agenda item.
Thank you. I will close the public hearing. Moving on to our next item, 25-0846. Is there a staff report?
Yes, Chair. This is not so much a report, but it's a follow-up from a discussion that the commission had last month, and I'm also looking for direction on this item. Basically, the commission last month was looking, or we, you had the discussion about what are going to be, or what is going to be the second signature event. And part of that conversation and that discussion, the commission came with the name Voices of Sunnyvale. And the more I thought about it, and I am thinking and I'm putting this for your consideration, is that I felt that it was a little ableist, just because the fact that if we're talking about voices, voices are something that some folks actually not necessarily could express, but they could express through sign language or through all this other forms. And I was thinking that maybe the commission could think about either naming it in a different way. I know that the conversation, the discussion happened to be about the stories, because that's been kind of like the theme of storytelling. So I will just leave that there. And the other part is that when we're also looking at how to translate this into Spanish, it doesn't have the same impact as if it's historias as opposed to voces. So Voces of Sunnyvale, Voces de Sunnyvale, is representing, again, same thing, the same concept of ableism in that sense. So that was sort of my, you know, one of my concerns. And then I would like to also have a little bit more direction from the commission as far as what this second signature event is going to look like. So those were my two comments under this item.
Thank you, Fernanda. I will go ahead and ask question from my colleagues. Does anybody has a question? Commissioner Valencia?
I don't necessarily have a question. I was just kind of like bringing up the idea of maybe we can have a discussion for that specific case. So like trying to name change as being one of the first things that we can do right now, maybe. That's a good point. Thank you so much for bringing that up. I didn't really think about that side of you, but definitely it's appreciated. So we can definitely go ahead, and if everyone is agreeing to change the name, that'll be amazing. So I'll be open to suggestions and see what we can come up with.
Commissioner Camacho.
Estoy de acuerdo con el comisionado Valencia. Quizás si Fernanda Notriz nos pudiera dar una guía de cuál sería como el concepto que quisiera que tuviera más fuerza para sí mismo nosotros encontrar en convenio de todos un buen nombre para el evento.
Commissioner Camacho, can you repeat what you said? Because I had my microphone open and I was just looking at what is being translated, and I don't know if it was translated accurately.
Que si nos podría hacer el favor, Fernanda, comisionada, manager Fernanda, guiarnos, por favor, en cuál sería para en asesoría el concepto más fuerte que tuviese el evento, para así encontrar un buen nombre para el evento en convenio entre todos. Pero pues teniendo la certeza de cuál es el concepto más fuerte que queremos dar.
Sí, pues pienso yo que, oh, I'm sorry, I'm speaking in Spanish. I did this switch. The idea, I think, is that to go along the same lines of that we used last year, which was storytelling and story circles. I feel that the war stories have a lot of track with the community. It also is very is a strong word as well, because it's not just the personal story, but the community that we're building as well, the story of the community. So when we talk about voices, you think about one voice or some sort of something that is a little more ethereal, maybe, and I don't know if I'm getting too abstract, but with a story you can actually put it in different ways. Like, it can be written, it can be in photos, it can be in pictures, it can be in paintings. And the way I envisioned last year the story circles or storytelling circles for the immigrant experience was exactly that people could actually share their story, not only by writing it, but also by sharing it verbally. We have also people who drew their story. And at some point, the idea will be to actually put that all in a booklet that could be in written form, but it could be also in pictorial forms or photographs. And I feel that it's a little more general. It's more inclusive. So I feel that continuing with the theme of storytelling, it will be beneficial. The other thing is that I met with two commissioners from two different commissions that presented that were awarded a grant. And the grant was inspired by the storytelling events that we did, or event that we did last year, because they thought it was important and it was really key to share the stories of the community. And they were granted the money to create something related to storytelling, so with a specific community. But I think that shows us that the concept is a very powerful concept. And that if we want to make it a signature event, we just need to continue with the same kind of brand that we have already.
Commissioner Chair, do you want to share something?
I really appreciate your perspective, and I agree that I think we should consider changing the name.
I just want to share that the event that we had last year for Commissioner Terry and Commissioner Valencia, that they were in there. It was such an amazing event. I believe that we could see how like our stories connected our community. So I'm so happy that we're going to continue with the same idea for the second signature event. And I also agreed with Fernanda about the name, especially because sometimes when we say voices, sometimes, like in my case that I work with a vulnerable community, when you say voices, some people don't think that they have a voice. So like they might feel that they're excluded from this event. So that's one thing that I work daily with my community, telling them that, you know, their voice matter too. So sometimes, you know, like the word voice, especially in Spanish, can have like a double meaning.
Bueno, yo tengo una propuesta. De por sí, las historias que siempre ayudan mucho a conectarnos como personas son las historias de inspiración, ¿sí? De motivación. Entonces, yo propongo que podría ser para que las historias sean más de sumar, ¿sí? De motivar, podría ser que para que los participantes de este año fuese así como un héroe en mis zapatos, o sea, contar la historia obviamente propia de en algún momento en que cada uno de nuestras situaciones de vida nos hemos sentido héroes o heroínas, ¿sí? Tanto en situaciones acá en la ciudad o su historia personal, sé que todos tenemos un héroe y una heroína en nosotros. Y es una situación que une mucho e inspira mucho. De pronto a algunas personas les hace falta los que no participen, pero sí escuchar y decir, todos somos héroes cada día o heroínas. Entonces es mi propuesta.
I love the title. I don't know what the other my colleagues what they think about the title, but I felt it. Like I really felt it. Like I think that what Commissioner Camacho is saying, that's true. Like everybody deep inside, they have a hero, something that we overcame and that we are proud of.
Yeah, I also follow up on that idea. I think it's an amazing title, and it also like gives it the time to like reflect on our own like lives and connect more so with the person that is telling the story or just sharing in general, that we can also put ourselves in their shoes and then share along that moment of heroism or like basically joy that they share in their life as well. This sounds great. Yeah.
Chair, may I? So my understanding, there is a motion on the floor to, and the motion is to rename the signature event to Heroes in My Shoes. Our Commissioner Camacho, if you can please clarify what the motion is, please, for the record.
La moción es sobre el título o nombre del evento de narrativas para este año 2025.
What is the title?
Héroes en mis zapatos o héroe en mis zapatos. ¿Queda? Héroe en mis zapatos.
Okay, so
O
there.
oh. Un momento, please. Un héroe en mis zapatos. Un héroe en mis zapatos, sí, por favor, me ayudan a contextualizar mejor. Bien recibido.
I will now ask for a motion from my colleagues on changing the title of the second signature event for A Hero in My Shoes.
Can I? Yes. Can I just add something before the vote and before the motion? Again, I'm just going to try to think about the implications of the title. So if we change it to if you translate it into Spanish, remember that Spanish is a gender language, so it will be un héroe, una heroína en sus zapatos. So the title will become a lot longer, and not that is a bad title, but I'm just thinking how the translation is going to be from different perspectives, marketing perspective, but also, you will have to explain a little bit more what is that supposed to mean, right? And I think that un héroe en mis zapatos o a hero in my shoes, I guess. Hero in, and I understand the concept. It's like putting some, I think that I understand the concept. So please, Claudia, let me know if I'm getting it correctly. But I guess the experience of somebody else, try to understand the experience of somebody else by putting myself in that person's shoes. Or is it that there is, and maybe that's the way that you were trying to say, each person or each person's story could have kind of like a heroic representation.
No, es que la persona saque de sí misma su historia en donde se ha sentido heroína. Porque la propuesta que doy es que sea los que vayan a hacer las narrativas tengan una historia inspiracional, ¿sí? Que vayan a un momento o situación de su vida en donde se sientan que pasaron una situación con heroísmo, que ellos mismos, que uno mismo dice, la superé, aquí estoy y este es el resultado. Por eso al comienzo dije que las historias inspiradoras son las que conectan, ¿sí? Es más de ponerme en sus zapatos, es de conectarme, ¿sí? De que haya una conexión y decir, yo también viví algo así o yo también soy heroína. Es como de dar esta narrativa en que todos somos héroes, ¿sí? Es algo más motivacional, inspirador.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for clarifying. I'm just going to, I know it was a different commission, but it was kind of like part of the conversations that we had last year, where what we also, or I keep saying we, but the commission wanted to represent was also, yes, the inspirational stories, because I think all stories in a way are inspirational. But at the same time, not to exclude stories that perhaps do not have that content, or they might not feel at first glance that they're heroic or inspirational, right? Because as you experienced last year during the storytelling circles, some of the stories were just that, stories of immigration, stories of heirlooms being passed down, traditions that were shared with, the grandkids or the kids, and then passed down in, different occasions, and costumes that were brought from their countries to here. So I feel that it could be that, and instead of excluding, so it could be because one of the things that could help that and include and make it more inclusive is that, let's say, it's called Stories of Sunnyvale, right? And then the subtitle is something related to overcoming the odds, becoming, being the hero in someone's life, something like that, right? Where you are talking about stories of Sunnyvale, and maybe the highlight or the spotlight is on a heroic situation. But if we think about heroic situations, are maybe then we can explain what that is about, what we mean by that, because my concept of heroism might be different for you, and mine is a little bit more, I don't know, movie-like, right? Like saving somebody from a building that is on fire, or because somebody who is a firefighter, that's kind of like what this person can feel connected to. But for me, it could be that is, working two jobs so I can send money to my family in another country, or having to postpone buying a car and just taking the transportation because I'm saving for my kids' piano lessons or something like that. So I feel that that could be a way of excluding some part because we all have different concepts of what heroic means. So it could be that that's the focus, but then there is a conversation with the community of what are we looking for? Because I think last year the conversation was like, oh, we want immigration stories. So that was very self-explanatory. But this one, it could create a little bit of a confusion of what, like, only some people are heroic and some people get medals and awards. But what about those that do not get medals or awards every time that they're doing something that is like a sacrifice?
Sí, lo entiendo. Pues digamos que mi concepto es precisamente ese, pero la respuesta tuya tiene razón. Es precisamente como dar ese concepto de que sí, de pronto sí, no todos tenemos el mismo concepto de heroísmo, pero sí como tener una palabra en donde las personas que no tienen voz sientan que su vida también es importante, ¿sí? O sea, que no piensen que si no es el que rescata, el que, como acabaste de explicar, sino que cosas básicas para otros sí puede ser su momento heroico. Entonces sería como dar una palabra que defina esa motivación para que quizás también haya más participantes y se motiven, ¿sí? Que vean que sí, que a pesar de mucha, o sea, la comunidad en general aquí en Estados Unidos toman el vivir acá muchas veces como una rutina, pero que ellos vean que dentro de esa rutina cada día hay actos de heroísmo que deben valorarse a sí mismos y que si los cuentan otras personas también los van a valorar, porque pues precisamente entre la inclusión y la equidad está en que todos no tenemos ni los mismos niveles, ni las mismas oportunidades, ni las mismas capacidades. Entonces es como darle ese valor a aquellas personas que de pronto no ganan títulos ni medallas, pero que su historia y su día a día también es importante.
Yeah, I completely, yeah, I definitely agree. What would you all think that this event looked like? Especially the two that attended the event last year. What will be different? What will be the same? How will you envision it before just getting to maybe naming it? That way, we can actually get, a little bit more, some more elements to help us frame the concept, and then help us with what will be called.
So Fernanda, what I understood was that last year the event that we had, or the one or the event that we hosted, it was focused on immigration, like the story that our immigration community had. So what I also think that this event is more about like connecting the community, like connecting the community through stories, not only through the topic of immigration, but through other topics, another topic. So while I was listening to Commissioner Camacho, and also while I was listening to you, so I came up with an idea for the title that might be more neutral for what we are trying to do. So, how about your story matters? So that way, it's not just about immigration, but it could be like story about how you succeed on college or how you overcame. Like for kids, we can say how you overcame the fear of speaking in public. Like stories that mean something to you. So not. Because I understand what you were saying about the title, that it could lead to just one meaning. But when you say story, your story matters, you are saying that, any story is important for everybody. And then we can learn from your story, even though that you think that your story is not huge or not, is not big as, somebody else's story. Well, the commissioners think.
So I think we should take a step back and look at what this is supposed to do. It's supposed to help build our community. And I think sometimes maybe just keeping it simple and not trying to come up with the best title. I'm thinking something simple, stories of Sunnyvale. We are Sunnyvale. I think we're overthinking it more than we need to. It's about building community. That is our goal. We want to build a strong community where everyone feels welcome and everyone feels heard.
Commissioner Valencia, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I've been taking the time to like think about potential different titles, but it's also very important to just like think about what the event will look like, right? I wasn't here per se for the last event, so I couldn't really tell you what it looked like back then. But I'm definitely with the idea that something simple and straight to the point, and so that it's easy to understand is better. I do love the heroic side of things, and I think we'll like have some type of discussion about it, maybe at the end of the event or the start of the event. And I talk about how why these stories are important to us, and I talk about it more there. But the title could be very simple as well. Like I think Stories of Sunnyvale, and wrote that too. It was like because when you were saying Stories of Sunnyvale, I was like, okay, we can just call it that. Very simple. But I also like the idea of having your story matters, just because it's straight to the point too. If we want to make it specifically focusing on the community itself of Sunnyvale, then we can just go straightforward with the Sunnyvale on the title, meaning like stories of Sunnyvale or stories that matter in Sunnyvale, but that's just kind of like adding on to it. So maybe making it short of like your story matters or stories of Sunnyvale, like, is great. If we want to highlight the community itself, I think it might be better to keep Sunnyvale in the title, to highlight that this is the community of Sunnyvale. But I love both ideas so far. What I do want to know more about is definitely the perspective of Commissioner Camacho and Commissioner Zapata of how the event looked like back then, and like how did they go about like trying to find the speakers that went ahead and like so that we can get that process together as well. And then at the end, like we were talking about, we can decide on the title. I think that would be good too. Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you both about the event that we hosted last year. So what we decided is that each participant could share their story as an immigrant here in Sunnyvale. So I think it was something really beautiful because we were from different cultures, at different backgrounds, and our stories were totally different. Some stories were more emotional. So it was really nice to see how those stories connecting us. Like how these stories and hear what your neighbor went through to come to this country and the things that the person has achieved since they came here. Also, we have the opportunity to meet with kids that have been raised here and how they have the opportunity to live, let's say, within two cultures, you know, the culture where they have been born and the culture, you know, their family culture. So I was a really nice event. Each commissioner sat down at a different table, and we kind of facilitate the conversation. We also we have a piece of paper, and we were trying to represent something that it was meaningful for each participant. So I remember that some people, they also brought something that represented something from their culture. And people were talking about it, and we were learning about the meaning of those items. And then everybody wrote about their own story. And at each table, each participant shared about their story. And after that, people were so excited about it that they wanted to share with the whole group. Indeed, we didn't have like enough time for everybody to share the story, but you know, we saw a lot of tears in the room. So I think it was something really beautiful. And we just, you know, that day we only heard great feedback.
Pues como dice la presidenta Zapata, sí, fue pues describió de manera perfecta cómo se desarrolló el evento. Lo bueno fue que hubo participaciones de todas las edades, tanto jóvenes, chicos, todas las edades estuvieron participando y pues obviamente hubo una visión tanto cultural de distintos países como a nivel generacional, ¿sí? Y pues también fueron historias inspiradoras también porque cada uno contó cómo fue su proceso de inmigración, algunos más, otros menos fácil, pero pues fue una unión muy bonita que se desarrolló durante ese evento. Como dice el comisionado Terry, sí, pues la idea, y como dice Fernanda, sí que tenga un título general que sea bien de historias de San Nivel, pero yo sigo proponiendo que no quede tan abierto para sino que tenga un enfoque, o sea, como decía Fernanda, que tenga un subtítulo, de pronto no tan largo, pero que sí ese subtítulo centre el tema como se hizo el año pasado con el tema que fue inmigración. Que dijera, o sea, historias de Saniel, pero que tuviera como un enfoque, ¿sí? Un subtítulo que tuviera un enfoque dirigido hacia algo, hacia la empatía o la inspiración, a la fortaleza, a la unión. Bueno, pero que sea un concepto que la persona vaya preparada y que todos compartamos esa misma línea, como se hizo con el tema de la inmigración, que como todos compartíamos la misma línea, la misma experiencia, de una forma u otra, pero estábamos en el mismo concepto, entonces este año también fuese igual, que manejáramos también una palabra que definiera ese concepto.
Just to add to, because it was the first event, I just wanted to let you know, or let the two commissioners that have just joined the commission, that I also had a presentation or did a presentation for the community on how to create a story or how to write a story, like an impactful story that you were going to do on a public speaking, right? That was pre-event, and then during the event, I did a small, you know, a short presentation, just going over some of those concepts because the idea was that the commissioners were going to lead each one of the tables, so they were going to be their facilitators. By sharing their own story, they could open up the conversation for folks because one of the things that we were unsure is, you know, not everybody knew everybody, right? So we wanted to make sure that people felt, one, comfortable, and we were not making anybody share their story if they were not okay with it, right? Comfortable with that. Because some of those stories are, they have a lot of trauma or bring a lot of traumatic memories. So the idea was to for the commissioners to be the leaders, the facilitators, share their stories and open up the conversation. But they were so inspired as well that they decided, some of them, to share their own stories. And so that's how it became more of a small sharing circles. And at the end, we just had a moment to kind of conclude the event with their own experiences and with what they had received from that moment, from that experience, from that afternoon. I like the idea of looking at not just immigration, and I think that was something that was discussed last meeting, because Sunnyvale is very diverse, but it has tons of different stories, and we want to make it inclusive. And what I will ask the commission is to, okay, so if we're going to make it more inclusive, it's not going to be just focused on issues of immigration. How will you envision it? Will you envision it again in a small sharing circles that address particular issues? Maybe one area is like in the marketing, for example, we can say we're going to be discussing issues of, I don't know, to bring an example, how I created my small business. Not necessarily to teach people how, but it's like a story of, my dad put this business in Sunnyvale, and now I'm the son or daughter or the family now is taking over the business, and we have now, two more stores, something like that that tells the story. I mean, even if I sit down and ask you to share your story, you to share the story, all of you are going to have something that you could highlight that living in Sunnyvale has, I don't know, made it special. Right? Or being away from Sunnyvale. And when you came back, this is now how you see the community. Right? And so I feel that there's so many things that we can actually share, and there's so many, future events that we can recreate or create with this type of umbrella that is enough, is broad enough to make every year the theme a different theme, that we can make it as focused on empathy, like Commissioner Camacho was saying, or we can make it as diverse as many things, like all different stories, right? Because I know, Commissioner Terry, you have, I would love to highlight at some point veteran stories, for example. So I feel that that will be an important thing that could align with November and Veterans Day. So I'm just, leaving that for you to kind of like marinate. Maybe that could be an area. Another thing is that my office, Selena and I are going to be, and I shared this with you last time, for United Against Hate Week, we have something prepared that we're already working with the Office of LGBTQ Affairs in Santa Clara and another organization that the name is escaping me right now. But it's going to be focusing on LGBTQ stories. And we're inviting a panel of, community members, not they're from all over the Bay Area, and they are going to be sharing their stories, and we're going to have so the first part is going to be on their share, them sharing their stories, And the second hour is going to be more of a facilitated discussion, a small, maybe groups of two, three people, facilitated discussions by the presenters, by the speakers, where there is going to be a component of bystander training of like, how can you be an ally, which is with the theme of the HRC, but also EAI on allyship. And the other part is a role play too, because I feel that people have the idea of like, oh, when I, you know, if somebody says something to me, I'm going to say this, this, and that, or I'm going to step up and say something. But when the time arrives, you could freeze, or you kind of maybe are so triggered that you answer something that you were not hoping to do. I mean, you were not expecting to do. So there's going to be a little bit of role play too. So that is something that we are going to be doing in October, and is going to also aligned with obviously you know having the this community that is very vulnerable, and also that is has been subject of hate to be kind of not highlighted, but the stories are going to be highlighted. So those are things that I'm sharing here, so you have an idea of what exactly is that you're looking for. We can continue doing the same. I feel that the stories and sharing circles are really powerful. But at the same time, I want to make sure that you all decide what is it that you want to do. And also think that, you know, we have right now are in August, so we will have September, October. And if it's like, let's say November, we'll have a little bit more time. If it's in October, we can actually work something too, but it's the marketing that we need to do, or some other idea as well. Sorry.
I just had an idea. Since we're talking about the how we want to work, or what's the meaning of our next signature event, I was thinking, like, how about if we, as the residents, how, what's your story in Sanibel? Like, I don't know if Terry has lived in Sanibel his whole life, but many of us, we have lived outside Sanibel and we just got here. So how has been your story? Like, when I moved to Sanibel, I never thought that I was going to be leading a leadership group for the Hispanic community. And I never thought that I was going to end up applying for the Human Relations Commission. So everybody has a different story here in Sanibel, like Commissioner Valencia, that he's leading at the leadership Hispanic group in Homestead for the students in Homestead, saying Commissioner Camacho that she's part of the community leaders, and also she's one of the commissioners. Like, we never thought that when we're going to move to Sanibel, we were going to end up doing this. Or let's say a person, a mother that is being part of the VTA, or a mother that just find out that her neighbor goes to the gym, and now she's part of a big group of people who working out every day. Like, you know, that kind of stories, they don't have to be like stories to write on books, but you know, stories that connect us. Stories that, oh, so you're part of that gym group. Okay, so you know, I wanna start losing weight or getting in shape. So can I join your group? Or let's say like Livable Sunnyvale, that is a nonprofit organization. here in Sunnyvale. So if one person comes and say like, oh, you know, we're part of these since we are Sunnyvale residents and this is our mission. So you want to join us? Like that's also connecting people with experiences that we have lived since we moved here in Sunnyvale. Like I think that this is such a beautiful community and everybody has had a different experience living here in Sunnyvale. So that way we can see some gaps and also we can see some situations that people go through and we can see, you know, the weakness and also the strengths that the city has. What do the other commissioners think about this?
I really like the point that you bring up, and I really love it to having. I mean, I'm just thinking about it in the way of like inviting people to come by, and I'm like, oh yeah, so we have this event happening called the Stories of Sunnyvale. What's your story, right? Come and tell us your story, type of thing. And I think that would be really cool. And definitely, like, I can see people beginning excited for it, and I'm like, thinking of already of like ways for me to like bring the kids together from the schools, and I'm like, okay, bring it up to the teachers, and then have the teachers make an assignment, and then have the assignment happen, you know, come to the school, I mean, come to the public, and then share. That'd be so cool. Yeah, I really love that idea of having that. And what I was thinking, which was totally, thank you for clarifying when you were explaining what happened last year. Me in my mind was thinking of like, okay, we have to choose people to come give the stories, but I didn't realize I'm like, we can have like an open type of event where we can just have people show up. And then, yeah, that would make things much more simple and open and more welcoming in that sense. And the ability for like anyone in the community to come in and like just talk about their stories in Sunnyvale, that would be definitely cool. And even so, for like in my case, I'm like thinking about like people that may be new to the community that just arrived. Because we had students actually this morning just coming into the school, like signing up. And then I'm like, okay, cool. So maybe we can have this event also kind of like a welcome. Like, oh, this is our community. This is what we are. This is the people that, this is the stories that are going to be like, these are your neighbors. So I think it's a good way for us to like introduce not just the people that are like already living here, but people that are just coming in new to what our community is like, and to have that like a sense of welcoming. And it was really cool. Yeah.
También me gusta mucho la idea. Yo más que historia de Sunnyvale, propondría algo como viviendo Sunnyvale. Sí, o sea, no que quedara como que historia queda más como pasado, sino viviendo Sunnyvale. Mi presente, obviamente es un adjetivo, es un sinónimo, pero yo propondría este tema así chévere, que me gusta la propuesta de la comisionada Zapata, pero pues más vibrante, como por ejemplo viviendo Sunnyvale. ¿Sí? Es mi propuesta y me encanta el concepto de la comisionada Zapata.
Commissioner Turk, any thought?
I think we're spending a lot of time on this. I know it's important, but again, I think we need to focus on bringing people together, and everyone has a story. And you know, I would love to sit at a table and share my story because I know that I could connect with people who probably look at me and don't see a story, or they have, you know, they hear I'm a veteran, and they make up a story for me. But yeah, I don't know.
Should I ask for a motion? Yeah? Okay.
Well, you have to, so I think before the motion, just make sure that you all are sure of what the motion is going
Okay.
to look like, just because last time we had to make a friendly, sorry,
No.
two friendly amendments. And so let's avoid those friendly amendments as a suggestion. So just continue discussing until you get to that point where you're really sure of what the proposal is going to be. All right.
Okay, so I guess we need to come together to choose about the meaning or the topic of our next event and also about the title, right? Okay, so is everybody okay with like having the event where everybody can share their experience living here in Sunnyvale, in the community of Sunnyvale?
Can I just say something? Maybe the best way could be that each one is going to be kind of like an exercise for each one of you to convince the others why your title, suggestion, et cetera, is the best one. And then let that sink in. And then, based on that, you can make that motion.
Okay, so do we have any proposals for the title of the event?
Yeah, I think if we can keep it to a simple title, that will be the most inclusive. I love heroes, but most people I know wouldn't say that they're a hero. And they wouldn't want to be that person to stand up and say, I'll share my story. Most of them are going to sit down and say, I'm not a hero. But if we keep it simple, stories of Sunnyvale, they'll be more open to share their stories. I would feel more open to share my stories. So I'm kind of suggesting we do stories of Sunnyvale or something similar to that. Where it's more inclusive to everyone of Sunnyvale.
Commissioner Valencia.
Yes. So I'm actually on the same table as Commissioner Terry. I think something very simple, like saying stories of Sunnyvale, I think is great. I know that we went from like voices of Sunnyvale, just changing one word to like stories of Sunnyvale. It's simple. We focus on the community of Sunnyvale. And we're still targeting the idea of like stories in general. I do love all of those ideas of like heroism. It's great, and I love it. And I also get the point that Fernando was mentioning. So I think just having a general title and then we can have a subtitle. I'm like thinking of like when I'm talking to people like to come share their stories. Then I will like, what's your story? Please come, come and tell us. Then I can just follow up upon that when I'm actually asking people to come to the event and talking more in depth. And then I can talk about like, hey, talk about your moments of heroism, talk about anything, your everyday life, your family, your move into Sunnyvale, what you're doing in your everyday, your work. So I think definitely just having the title itself, just being Stories of Sunnyvale, makes it more open-ended as well. And then we can have the ability for people to just kind of like find that connection in a different part of their lives.
Commissioner Camacho.
Me gusta el concepto ya que se aclaró a dónde va dirigido el tema de este año, pero pues yo sí me voy más al concepto de que diga viviendo en Sunnyvale, living in Sunnyvale, o sea, algo más cercano, más actual. Pero solo el título, obviamente el concepto, pues ya está claro.
Okay, so I guess we have two suggestions, like a story of Sunnyvale and living in Sunnyvale. Okay, so we have to decide.
I apologize. I just want to make sure that if you guys can help me out, the translations feel okay and make sense in English and Spanish of either of those.
Just wanted to clarify. I think there was a point in the translation that I was looking at that was really bad.
Yes,
Like I saw massacre at some point in there.
yeah.
Ms.
Not,
Commissioner
but,
Camacho did
okay.
not mention that at all.
Yeah, so I don't know if another microphone, because I was looking at the translation, I was going to make a point of that, and I don't know if Paulina, was your microphone open when Claudia was speaking? Because it was very, very, yeah, no, I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying, because mine wasn't. But I will ask Commissioner Camacho just to repeat what she said, because yeah, it was wrong what it was saying there.
Que el enfoque ya está claro, me gusta, estoy de acuerdo. Y aquí, pues ya el tema es el tema de propuesta de nombre del evento. Yo propongo Vivienda en Sunnyvale, que pues traducido creo que sería Living in Sunnyvale. Me parece muy vibrante, me parece muy, parece un título chévere. Entonces, esa es mi propuesta. No. No, para no poner ni subtítulo ni nada, sino que sencillamente ya con esa frase las personas se conectaran en español o en inglés.
Solo por claridad, when Claudia speaks, then I continue speaking in Spanish. But just to make it for clarity purposes, I think the vibrancy, it was the key word that I think was missing. And the other part is, Claudia is, Commissioner Camacho is trying to make it more, because he says housing and it's not housing, but it's viviendo means like living in Sunnyvale. The translation was housing, which is, it could be a little translation and that's not, the meaning of it. So if I understand correctly, is a more in action kind of thing. The viviendo is like instead of saying something that is passive, like stories of Sunnyvale, is living in Sunnyvale or living Sunnyvale. The only thing I'm just gonna say is that also keep in mind that it's a nonprofit called Livable Sunnyvale. So we want to make sure that we are not, people are not going to be confused. And from many years that I did, well, not marketing, but I was marketing events for students at the university, that tended to happen. Like if two words were very similar, people started connecting, oh, it's like the same program that, no, that's something different, but it's provided by other departments. So I just want to make that, caveat that it could be an issue.
So I guess that after your clarification, I assume that we agree on choosing Stories of Sunnyvale as the title of the next event, right? More sure. Okay. Okay. I will now ask for a motion from my colleagues on changing the title for our next event, or second signature event for Stories of Sunnyvale.
I propose a motion for the name to now be Stories of Sunnyvale for the second signature event.
I second that.
Hold it. I just got it. Recording officer, please conduct a roll call vote.
Chair Zapata.
Aye.
Vice Chair Sakia. Commissioner Terry.
Yes.
Commissioner Landa.
Yes.
Commissioner Rosenfeld. Commissioner Camacho.
Yes.
The motion carries 4-0 with Vice Vice Chair Sakia and Commissioner Rosenfeld absent.
I will go ahead and open the public hearing on this specific item. Please submit a speaker card to the recording officer, raise your digital hand now, or dial 9 on a telephone to indicate you wish to speak. I will call on members of the public participating in person first, followed by removed participants. A speaker will have 3 minutes to speak. Recording officer, do we have any in-person participants wishing to speak on this item?
No, Chair, we do not.
Does anyone else want to speak on this item before we hear from the remote speakers? Remote speakers are warned to limit their comments to the agenda item being considered. Speakers who are ruled out of order will not be given another chance to speak on this item. The title of this agenda item is Discussion and Direction on Second Signature Event, Voices of Sanuel. Recording officer, do we have any remote participants wishing to speak on this item?
No, Chair, we do not have any online wishing to speak on this item.
Thank you. I will close the public hearing. I will not ask for a motion from my colleagues. No? Okay. Nope. No. Okay. Moving on to our next item, 25-0849. Is there a staff report?
Yes, Chair. So just wanted to call attention to the agenda. And in the packet, there was a memo where it was directed to all of you, basically just clarifying or rectifying a situation that happened in our last meeting. I think the memo is short enough, so I'm just going to read it. And if you have any questions, then you can ask after, and we can go over the memo. So the date is August 6, 2025, to the Human Relations Commission from me, the Equity, Access, and Inclusion Manager. The subject is a follow-up on proposed study issue at the July 10, 2025 Human Relations Commission meeting. Under the Human Relations Commission agenda item, non-agenda items, and comments from July 10, 2025, during the July 10 meeting at the Human Relations Commission, HRC, Commissioner Rosenfeld proposed a study issue under non-agenda items and comments, suggesting the inclusion of a category for absences due to religious holidays in the policy manual. This proposal was co-sponsored by Commissioner Landa. However, the commission did not adhere to the board and commission study issue sponsorship process. Specifically, the proposal was not submitted in advance for agenda placement, was not in the correct format, and did not receive the necessary majority support from the HRC to proceed as a study issue. Follow-up actions. First, HRC Commissioner Rosenfeld is invited to submit a study issue form regarding board and commission's excuse absences to the staff liaison no later than August 12th. This will ensure the study issue is properly agendized for discussion at the September HRC meeting. Two, Commissioner Rosenfeld might opt not to submit a study issue given that the topic of excuse absences for religious holidays observations will be included in the annual joint study session between the City Council and Board and Commissions, Chairs and Vice Chairs. The session is tentatively scheduled for Tuesday, November 18 this year. So that's the end of the memo. And now if you have any questions regarding this memo, I'm open to answer them.
Sorry, there. Terry, do you have any questions that you want to? Oh, thank you. I will go ahead and open the public hearing on this specific item. Please submit a speaker card to the recording officer. Raise your digital hand now or dial 9 on a telephone to indicate you wish to speak. I will call on members of the public participating in person first, followed by remote participants. Speakers will have 3 minutes to speak. Recording officer, do we have any in-person participants wishing to speak on this item?
No, Chair, we do not have any in-person participants wishing to speak on this agenda item.
Remote speakers are warned to limit their comments to agenda item being considered. Speakers who are ruled out of order will not be given another chance to speak on this item. The title of this agenda item is follow-up on proposed study issue at July 10, 2025 Human Relations Commission meeting. Recording officer, do we have any remote participants wishing to speak on this item?
No, Chair, we do not have any remote participants wishing to speak on this item.
Thank you. I will close the public hearing. Moving on to our next item, 25-0847. Is there a staff report?
Yes, Chair. So I, under our work plan, the commission's work plan, the month of August is the time that we are usually review the study issue process. And for that, I am going to ask Selena to help me navigate the Sunnyvale webpage, where we are going to look at the study issues and budget proposals, because I feel that it will be a lot easier than doing a PowerPoint presentation. So you can actually follow, and then we'll make it a little bit more interactive. The reason for this is not only that it's part of the work plan, but also just because it will address basically the memo that I just read. The way Sunnyvale look at changes in policies is through a very innovative way of looking at these issues. And that is through a study issue process, where either council members can come up with study issues that either they have received from, or, you know, questions or inquiries from the community, and they ask to do a study issue in a particular area because there is a need to make our policy change. But it also opens it up for members of the commissions and boards and to the public. So I'm just going to focus on this commission and the role that you all have or could potentially have, because all of you, either one of you, can actually present a study issue. In this case, I will just share that the memo is basically asking the commissioner, Commissioner Rosenfeld, to actually submit the study issue so it can be agendized and it could be presented in the next meeting. The reason for that is because once the study issue is presented to or submitted to the staff liaison, in this case myself, is that I will have 30 days to review the proposal, or not the proposal, but the study issue, research it, check with different offices in Sunnyvale, determine the viability, the cost, the different departments that will be impacted in the research or the execution of the issue, and also perhaps a timeline. So there is an intricate process when there is a proposal submitted. So different commissions are going to be looking at, depending on the subject matter of that commission, right? So in this case, the HRC looks at things that, since you were all, you read the minutes and you were part of the meeting, in that case, the issue was to study if religious holidays should be part of the policy manual. So that is a perfect example of what could be changed. And the issue was just the form and how it was submitted. So, but just to backtrack a little bit, I just want to go over the kind of like the timeline. So I don't know if you can make it bigger, Selena, is that probably, I know you have it on your computer. Can you see it on the computer? Okay, perfect. Okay, so we are right now at this point, kind of like a tail end of the process. So what I feel that is important to start here, just because this is the time that if you have study issue, something that you think that perhaps it is important for the commission to review, this is the time, right? It will be important for me to have the your proposal. So that's why July and October is study issues topics continue. So at any point during the year, you can submit a study issue, right? But yeah, is everything okay? Oh, okay. At any point during the year, you can submit a study issue and continue to propose any of them to council, the city manager, and so council can do it, city manager can propose them, and boards and commissions. So in this case, you. Then there is a deadline, October, usually, because the process of these issues, and I'm going to show two after we go over the timeline, is October. Because after I write, let's say the reasoning behind what I already explained, the budget and all that stuff, it goes to the city manager for review. But before that, when study issue is presented in the commission, right, the process is that the commission will have time to vote, and that was one of the other issues that happened, which had to do with the form. And the study issue had not only to be discussed, but voted by the commissioners and by majority, then it will become part of a study issue. So the idea is that you can propose as many study issues, but it's up to the commission to support it. If the commission supports that, then it goes to the city council. If the commission doesn't, then it stays, doesn't go anywhere, basically. Because at that point, if we go to November, December, so after October, boards and commissions proposed study issues are tracked on a running list for the next year's study issue budget proposal workshop. Because starting the next year, so 2026, if you look at January, that's when the budget process will start, and that's where all these study issues are going to be ranked. Not just this commission, but all the other ones are going to be part of this list. They're going to be ranked, and based on the ranking, they will be worked on, basically. So in January, boards and commissions rank the proposed study issue that fall under their purview. So this year, Paulina and Chair Zapata and Commissioner Camacho participated in the ranking. If you remember, the commission had not submitted any study issues, but you ranked some proposals, some study issues that were proposed by other commissions because the subject touched a little bit in the purview of the HRC. So maybe a study issue that is proposed here can actually touch upon the Heritage Commission. So when the list of study issues is kind of created, they go to each one of the commissions to be voted. So it could be the HRC rank one of the proposals that was submitted by the library board as first, but in another commission that had to do with that item, it got a different kind of vote. So, kind of like to understand that part. So, you even if you didn't submit any study issues, you also could be ranking study issues next year. Okay. So in January, Council holds a public hearing on proposed study issues and budget proposals. So let's say that your Commissioner Camacho presented a study issue, and that study issue either didn't get the votes here in the commission and didn't make it to the list, but you can actually go to Council, and I will go over those dates in the future, and speak during the public hearing in favor of something that perhaps was overlooked, or speak in favor of a study issue that is in another that is presented by another commission. So those are the spaces that you also have. So for example, there was a study issue last year that didn't make it to our list. The suggestion was to go to that January meeting and or actually as an individual, not necessarily as a commission, perhaps talk to a council member and said, I didn't get my study issue because of lack of time, etc., and ask a council member to sponsor it. Okay. In February, the council assigns priority ranking of proposed study issues, and council refers the first or drops proposed budget proposals at the study issue budget proposal workshop. So, also in the ranking that you do, you can same thing. You can drop. There are some that you can drop, and there are some that you can vote. And you will understand this a little better once we get to do that in the January meeting. So I know it's a little abstract if you have not gone through the process. And then in June, so did I say March already? No, right? So March, in March, that's the key point in the calendar where the council approves presentation dates for study issues recommended to the annual work plan. And basically those presentations have all the context on all the information, why it's important, the budget, all the departments that are going to be involved. And then in June, there is the recommended study issues requiring a budget appropriation and a budget supplements that are reviewed and approved during the budget adoption process. So that's when the council determines what study issues are going to require an appropriation. Some of them could be just a change in policy, like for example, Commissioner Rosvell, that there is not necessarily a budget number, but others actually will have that. So anyway, this is kind of like a very light overview of what happens. You're going to now see a couple of study issues that I just wanted you to see how they are presented. Oh, first, before we go there, can we go to the form? So they see how just starts in a very simple form and then how it ends up being presented. So the form that you can submit is a very simple form. It will have just your name, the date. You don't have to have a council sponsor because you are a commissioner. And then you enter a title, enter the name of the study issue idea, ensure that it accurately and concisely describes the study issue. It gives you a character limit. And then just ask you there, number one, and it's only one item for you. What are the key elements of this study issue and what precipitated this study? Right. So it tells you there, briefly describe the issue, explaining key policy questions or concerns that need to be addressed by conducting a study. And there is a character limit. So it's not a lot that you have to write. And then if you go scroll down. I thought that was the second part because I think the second part is the question that I have to fill. And I will say, yeah, this is something that the HRC should look into, and it is important because, and it's, explain the reasoning behind. Perhaps have a clear timeline of what is going to entail from me, from my time, from the budget, from the office of the city manager, or different offices. If you go up to the top of that form, one second, it also kind of explains to you a little bit what the study issue requires from you. So right here, basically what I just said is a method for identifying, prioritizing, and analyzing policy issues in an efficient and effective way. It provides a structured approach for addressing the large number of policy issues that are raised and considered by council for a study each year. A council-sponsored study issue must receive the support of at least the council members in order for the staff to prepare a study issue paper and for the issue to be considered at the council study issues workshop. The study issues form is designed to provide council with a way to articulate the intention of the study issue beyond the details provided during the formal action to sponsor the study. Council is encouraged to return the completed form to the city manager within a week. So this is basically for me to have a clear idea of what exactly you want, because sometimes those ideas are a little fuzzy. So then it will just help me or any liaison kind of focus on what exactly is the study issue. Okay, so now go to the website. Oh, and the form is on the website. Oh yeah, please show where the form is. Thank you. Yeah, so that's the council-sponsored study issue form. That's for city council use. But if you click on the boards and commissions review, or well, hold on, go back to yeah, I think it's the second one, yeah, or the third one. Oh yeah, right there. So under boards and commission, submit the board and commission study issue form. So that's there. And I think that's in, so if you go all the way down, there you go. Staff summary of the scope and comments. So that's the part that I have to fill out. All right. So that's how it starts. And then once is, so next meeting, if Commissioner Rosenfeld provides the study issue, I will be presenting this to you for a vote. And if I receive another one, it will be presented in the next meeting. There will be, the time for you for discussion and all that. Now, once, let's say, they are approved by the commission and they are approved by the city manager to go into that study issue list. Could you go to the two examples that I asked you to? Thank you. All right. So then this is how it's presented to council as a 2025 council study issue. So this one, oh, actually, can you show the other one first? which is the one about the Japanese. Is this about the Japanese? Oh yeah, thank you. So this is the lead department was Community Development Department. But if you look on, I think on the description, but anyway, but let me just start from the top. So the number and the three letters that are before those numbers are the sponsoring department or the lead department. So in this case, it's Office of the City Manager. So in the case of the HRC is probably going to be assigned to OCM because I'm part of OCM. Then it will have a title, and then it will explain who is the lead department or what's the lead department and the support departments, and what council member are sponsoring. And if there is a history and there is if had been part of a council strategic priority. So in this case, I'm not going to go in detail because it's a long description, but you're going to see that this conversation has started. And so in the third paragraph, at the July 23, 24, 2024 council meeting, council member Mellinger proposed a study issued to examine establishing a memorial in a public park or on another suitable public land to honor and recognize Sunnyvale residents of Japanese descent who were incarcerated during the Second World War. Okay, so that's how this study issue kind of came to be. And then these are the consequences or the things that need to be part of the study issue, and those are the key elements. So there is a historical context, design elements, what is the community engagement, a comparative analysis of other memorials, location, amenities, and landscaping, and study sessions and public deliberations for something like that. So it involves several departments if you go back to the top, because it's not just something that has to do with the, with a social issue, right? Something that happened during World War II, but also has to do with the office of the city attorney, public works, because, land issues, finance, because there's obviously some budgetary appropriations that need to be done. And so that's what I wanted you to understand, how that whole thing is formed. So then you go back down to the bottom and explains then there what is going to be the FISA impact for the city. And then it's going to approximately tell us how much it's going to cost, right? And where is that money coming from? And what is going to entail? And then when this, when this is voted, which was actually, so if you go back to the website, in that I think it's in the March meeting. I can't remember if it's March or June, but if you go to the study issues underway, you're gonna see under proposed study issues. Click there. You're going to see that some are above the line because obviously we cannot afford everything and we cannot support everything. So anything that is above the line means it's a green light. It was basically gone and approved by City Council, and the budget is going to be allocated. So those are the ones that made it. And so explore establishing a Japanese American Incarceration Memorial is going to be part of, or is part now of the city budget. So these are things that were not thought about before during the budget process, but they were incorporated because of this process. So it's very powerful in a sense. Now, I just want to show you another study issue that didn't make it because it was, as you're going to see here, So this one is LRS, is Library Recreation Services. They presented something called Evaluate Expansion of City-Funded and Facilitated Cultural Events in City Parks and Facilities. So the lead department was the Library and Recreation Services, but there are support departments, the Office of the City Manager, City Attorney, Public Works and Parks and Recreations Commission. So there is a commission too. And also because it's under part of the strategic priority, equity, access, and inclusion, that means that you got a chance to review it and vote. So anything that has a label of equity, access, and inclusion, that gives you the right to review it and vote it. So you're, you know, this commission is pretty powerful in that sense. So then what precipitated the study? And so what I want you to see here is that it came from the commission. So it was not a council member like in the previous one that council member Mellinger proposed. This is a desire by the Parks and Recreation Commission for the city to provide additional resources to cultural groups in order to increase multicultural events in city parks as a means of engagement and building a stronger community. Community groups need access to equipment such as sound system, decorations, rental equipment, et cetera, in order to put on these events. So as you have put events for the community, you know that that's an issue. And I think that came out of that request from the community. We need more money. We don't have enough from you know, from for these groups that sometimes don't have the means, right? So then, obviously, we don't know how the commission actually presented that study issue, but this is the work of the liaison. And so they did a comprehensive study. What are the elements of this? And they looked at, you know, different festivals, Diwali, Holi, et cetera, and all the different things that present that barrier for folks to actually celebrate our diversity. So, but what happens that if you go down to staff recommendation, you're going to see that it explains how this special event permit process, actually, let me see. Okay, so staff recommendation is up there. So it was the staff liaison that recommended to drop that issue because this policy issue does not merit discussion at a study issue workshop. Why? Because, and I'm not going to read all that, but it basically said, instead of going through council, we're going to look internally and see if we can change this policy process, and we're going to make sure that that request is a lot easier, that they don't have to pay for these and that, and there is going to be, you know, a little bit more support and all that. So that's a case where the study issue went all the way to the council, but the staff recommendation was to drop it because it was taken care administratively. So all this to just give you an idea that even if you get to all the, you know, the end, it might be internally resolved and it doesn't have to go to the council. So I just wanted to give you a much more detailed view of how this happens, or it's kind of like the behind the scenes, because I feel from the 2 years that we have done this process, just going over the timeline is not enough. I think it's a very, and I invite you to look, one, to review the policy, and also to, which is right here. So I'm not going to go over in detail, but it's basically the If there is something, and again, I'm going to bring up the religious celebrations as part of the policy manual of recognized absences, it is something that falls under the purview of this commission. I am now, willing to answer any questions that you might have. And I know it was a lot, but I feel that it was important for you to all get a clear idea of how this process is, because sometimes it's very is very it's not very familiar, and unless you have gone through this, you probably don't know how that process was done. So anyway, thank
I will
you.
now ask for questions from my colleagues. Do we have any question?
I'd like to thank you for sharing that. That was good information. I would ask that you make sure that our fellow commissioners who weren't present have a small briefing of that. I don't know if you could share what you shared with us tonight with them via email. I think it was important.
Yes, thank you. This is recorded and it's going to be on the city clerk's channel. So I will make sure that remind them that there is the recording for them to watch. And if they have, as well as if you have any questions after you kind of like sit with this information, then of course you can email me or call me. And also to review the minutes, because all of that is going to be spelled out in the minutes as well. And Selena does a great job doing the minutes. So thank you, Selena. Anything else?
None. I just wanted to say thank you for your presentation. I think we refresh our mind about it, and also we learn more about the process. Thank you for giving this presentation with so much detail. Fernanda, I just have one question, and is when we present and study, or when we submit a study issue, and the next meeting, you're going to present the study issue. So the commissioner who submitted the study issue needs to present to you, or is just the staff liaison?
Yeah, good question. So, that's why it's important to actually submit the study issue with enough time for me to prepare a report. So it will be agendized, and that means that it will be part of the agenda, so you can read it before. And if you have any questions, yes, the person that actually proposed the study issue is going to explain the reasons, because it's a brief description, right? And so the person that proposed the study issue will explain the reason why and why it's important and why it's needed. Then there's going to be my report on the same study issue and why is either important to pursue it, or to perhaps, like the other, the LRS study issue, where they basically said, well, we're going to take care of this internally. Although in that case, I know that the desire was to request money for those to increase the grants, right? So it's different. But let's say there's no budgetary concern. So there will be kind of like a Q&A when that item is presented by questions from the commissioners, questions directed to me or to the person that proposed the study issue. Yes.
Thank you for. Do we have any other question?
And then after that, there is the vote. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Sorry, I just wanted to add, at our next city council meeting on August 26, we have a study session on the study issue process. We'll go over kind of the proposed changes and things that might improve this process, because it can be very difficult for people to understand.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I had some dates that I will share with you, but thank you so much, council member.
Thank you, Fernanda. Do you have any question, Commissioner? Okay. I will go ahead and open the public hearing on this specific item. Please submit a speaker card to the recording officer. Raise your digital hand now or dial 9 on a telephone to indicate you wish to speak. I will call members of the public participating in person first, followed by remote participants. Speakers will have 3 minutes to speak. Recording officer, do we have any in-person participants wishing to speak on this item?
No, Chair, we do not have any in-person participants wishing to speak on this item.
Thank you. Remote speakers are warned to limit their comments to the agenda item being considered. Speakers who are ruled out of the order will not be given another chance to speak on this item. The title of this agenda item is a study issue process review. Recording officer, do we have any remote participants wishing to speak on this item?
No, Chair, we do not have any remote participants wishing to speak on this item.
Thank you. I will close the public hearing. This next portion of the agenda is for oral reports and announcement by the commissioner and his staff to share. Did the commissioners have any non-agenda items or comments? Commissioner Valencia, Commissioner Terry, Commissioner. She can.
No me acuerdo bien del título. Es un anuncio para felicitar. Esta es la primera reunión que inicia nuestra comisionada Paulina Zapata como presidenta. La felicito, bienvenida y encantada que haya tomado este rol. Y también para felicitarla porque ingresó a... Fue aprobada en un programa de liderazgo en DC, Washington, ¿sí? Entonces también es una representación extra para nuestra comunidad ya fuera de Sanibel, porque pues ella es la que lleva siempre la bandera, no solo por ella, sino también por los líderes de la comunidad y pues también en este momento en la Comisión de Relaciones Humanas, y que la hayan invitado a participar en este programa de liderazgo, pues me hace sentir muy orgullosa de ella. Felicitaciones.
Oh, that was so sweet. Thank you so much, Claudia. Thank you, thank you. I really appreciate your words. I cannot, like, I'm speechless right now. So I think it was 2 months ago, some friends, they encouraged me to apply for a leadership program in Washington, D.C. It's a leadership program for women. And one day I decided to submit the application, and it was such amazing experience because I realized that, you know, that I have a lot of people that support me and believe in me. So it was such amazing experience. So I submitted the application, and then I received the letter. It's a leadership program in Washington, D.C. It's for 6 months. So it's called Woman Lead. Oh, what is that? Okay. I'll tell you all the gossip. Okay, so this program what provides is tools to help women to break the gap when they're running for offices, and also help people to know how to manage campaigns. So one thing that I've been doing with my leadership program, some of you know that I oversee a leadership program for the Hispanic community. So that was one of the reasons that I decided to apply for this program, so I can bring that knowledge to my work, daily work, and also to the commission to keep encourage people to have voice and also have a seat at the decision maker table. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And also, I would like to take the opportunity to welcome Commissioner Valencia and Commissioner Terry. Thank you so much for stepping here and be part of this commission. Like, we really appreciate that you are here and that you are, willing to work on building a better community. Thank you, thank you. Want to say something? And also, I want to give order provide some announcements about San Diego Community Services is going to be hosting a resource fair next Saturday, August 23rd. This resource fair is so beautiful because it's about the McKinney-Vento students. So everything is about helping the students who go to school, of course, and they don't have a house. They're unhoused students, and everything that we do that day is to help the students so they can have everything that they need so they can have a successful school year. And also, I wanted to ask a question to the staff liaison, and it's about the grants that the community can apply for events that they want to host it. So I don't know if you have any information about it, and I don't know if we can agendize this item for next meeting. Like, so we can learn a little bit more about it.
Yeah, definitely. The grant period is going to open mid-September. And so it's not, the information is not yet on the website, but what I've been doing is basically alert some of the organizations that came to us for money to, to the commission, which we don't have money. So we're not basically granting any funds to organizations, but it's through the community grant process. And it starts in September. And I think it's in the next couple of weeks that they will be updating the website. So just keep checking on the day where the application will be available.
Okay.
But yeah, not yet, but soon, very soon.
Okay, do we have any other non-agenda items that the commissioner would like to share, staff? Yep.
Yes, I do. Briefly, I just want to highlight the email that we got from the city clerk, which was related to a few dates that I want to highlight. So, our council member already highlighted August 26th as the day that the council is going to be in a study session studying the study issue process, because as well, I explained, it's a little convoluted. So they're trying to look at how to make it easier, less cumbersome, I guess. So if you want to be part of that and see it in person, that's the date, August 26, 5:30 here in Chambers. September 9 at 6 p.m., there is a study session. This is going to be related to evaluation of new revenue strategies to fund new and increasing services demands and/or unfunded capital investments. So Sunnyvale has, they plan, their city budget is planned for a 20-year period. So a lot of this stuff needs to be in the budget many years ago. And so if it's not, if it's some emergency or something that is a need that is seen in the community, this is a moment for you to actually see how the process goes. October 21st is another one, 7 p.m. in Chambers 2, public hearing that is going to evaluate the City of Sunnyvale study issue process. So August 26th is going to be the study session. October 21st is the public hearing. Okay. And then on November 4th at 6 p.m. This is very key for all of you because it's the study session that is a joint meeting between of City Council with Board and Commission chairs and vice chairs to review and improve the overall effectiveness of commission meetings. So Chair Zapata and Vice Chair Sikia are going to be hopefully attending, and that will be something that benefit, all commissions and us as well. And those were my things. Thank you.
The meeting is adjourned at 9:09, and I want to thank everyone for for your participation in tonight's meeting. Thank you. Thank you, Selene.